What's up?
How'd Khalif Raymond do?
Thought he did pretty well. Yeah. Thought he gave some juice. You know, he had some speed back there. Thought he made good decisions. That first one was just really unlucky. It was about a 2.8 hang time. It was short. It was really out of his reach, and unfortunately took a bad hop on us, but he came back from it and did a good job after that.
Looks like Riley's finally kind of gaining his traction. I know, at the risk of jinxing it, but what are you seeing?
He did jinx it. I hope not. But go ahead. I got you. I'm with you. I think he's done a good job this year. You know, I think, like we said, there was going to be some rocky points at the start, and he's gotten through those. But, you know, every week's a new week. You know, we could have wind there. We could have rain. We could have anything there. So, you know, how are you going to react in those type of situations? We really haven't had really poor weather yet, so we got to see how he's going to do in that. But, you know, I'm pleased with where he's at. I think, you know, Chris Gold, who has helped us the last couple years, has done a excellent job with him, really done a good job with his technique and, you know, with Brandon also. So he needs to be credited also. Yeah, the construction of the roster impacts everything all the time, you know. So we're in communication all the time. Coop's going to let me know how we're going to do things, and then you know, we go from there and try to work the right guys for the 46. So it's difficult, but, you know, that's this time of year. You look around the league, it's like that for a lot of people.
Do you have wide receivers doing stuff you would normally have other positions?
You know, we've been pretty fortunate here because we have some pretty good-sized wide receivers, and you know, we've gotten some production from Cody, obviously. You know, Cody getting back last week, I thought he played really well last week. And Benny's done a good job for us, you know. So we've been fortunate because we have some good size at the wide receiver position, and guys are playing. You know, Sunshine's getting better too, so we're fortunate.
How many times have you had two long snappers for an extended period of time? And what to say about Casey Kreider that is sticking with him because lots of times people look and say, "Hey, just cut him, he's a long snapper."
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we've got to make some decisions down the road. We got to see when he's going to come back. We weren't sure exactly when he's going to come back, so we'll have to make that decision when it comes. But, you know, he's done a great job for us. I mean, he really came in and did some good things for us during the year, and we'll just have to see how it goes from here. We're not, you know, it's still kind of up in the air as far as when he's coming back from how healthy he's going to be. So we're going to have to see.
How much does Capri hurt special
teams? You know, Capri was playing well. He played well. You know, his offensive plays started to go up a little bit, and his special teams plays went down a little bit in the last couple games. But it's going to hurt. You know, we're going to have to pick it up other places, and we've done that this year, so hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Mariani on their returns, and not many guys only classed as long on the kickoff and punt returns. What does he bring?
Yeah, I had him in Chicago for a short period. He had a devastating leg injury that I think it was a broken leg, and he broke it bad. But just a really tough kid. He has what I call great returner mechanics. He really does a good job of catching it, making decisions, and all those things. And he's tough as heck. So it's gonna be a good challenge for us. They've got a good group of specialists and good group of teamers. So it's gonna be a good challenge for us this week. Anything?
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.